Good morning. It is wonderful to be back. My name's Father Tuzo. I was here approximately about 4.5 years ago as a seminarian for a summer. So you might not recognize me, a little older with the facial hair, but it's wonderful to be back celebrating this Mass with you. Today we continue to hear the beautiful words of the prophet Isaiah in our first reading. We heard them throughout Advent as he prophesied the coming of the Lord. Now, when Isaiah was proclaiming his message, the people of Israel were in captivity, away from their home. The people longed for the glory they once enjoyed back in their homeland. Isaiah is speaking to their hearts. He's giving his people hope that one day they will be free and be able to return to their promised land. Isaiah in the reading is not speaking of himself. Rather, he's speaking about Israel, all of Israel. They are to be formed in the womb, from the womb, to be servants of God. Now, Isaiah received a personal call from God to be a prophet, to be God's voice. Isaiah is now reminding Israel that they are also called as God's people. They are to reveal the glory of God, and not just to his promised people of Israel. He says, "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." Here revealed in the Old Testament is God's plan of salvation. Salvation for the whole world. The people of Israel, by their suffering, being exiled from their home, yet still remaining faithful to God, are shining examples and are a visible light to all nations, including both Jew and Gentile, all peoples. Christ came to rescue all, everyone, those who lived before him, those who lived with him, and all those who will come after him. Throughout the history of God's people, all of God's people, Jews, Gentiles, Old Testament, New Testament, the Christian church, all of us must remember that God makes us his instruments in his divine universal plans. The gifts he gives us are not just for our own personal use. They are given to us to equip us as instruments in his universal plan. A truly great responsibility. In the past few weeks, we've celebrated God making himself known to the world at his son's Jesus birth, the Epiphany, and at Jesus' baptism. We now come to another manifestation of God. Today in the gospel, we hear Jesus being recognized as the Savior of the world and the Son of God. And at this point in John's ministry, he would have had a bigger following than Jesus, because his ministry started before Jesus, because he was the one to announce the Savior. Now, many of John's followers thought he was the Christ, the Messiah. So here, at the beginning of John's gospel, it's made clear, Jesus is the light, the Savior, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world. When John saw Jesus, he didn't just say, "Look, there's Jesus," or, "Hey, it's my cousin," or, "There goes my friend, my brother." He does more than just say, "There goes Jesus." He announces Jesus to be the Lamb of God. And by being the Lamb, he's the sacrificial person, the victim, whose life and death will bring light and life back into the world. John, when he baptized Jesus, recognized Jesus as a man of Israel. God then recognizes him as his beloved son. And now in today's gospel, John recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now we have a line in the gospel that can be challenging or confusing. Now 1 John says, a man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. And then he makes this line, I did not know him. Now of course, John knew Jesus, the son of his Aunt Mary and his uncle Joseph. Jesus was his cousin, so he knew the man, Jesus. We have to understand that John's mission, the reason why he was born, was to bear witness to Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. And John would recognize who the Messiah was by this sign. On whomever the Spirit comes down on and remains, this is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. So it was not until after Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters of the Jordan, and John heard the voice of God and saw the dove descend upon Jesus. Now John recognized him as the Christ, the Messiah, the light coming into the world to save it. Light. With light, we are able to see. And seeing is a big theme in John's gospel. John tells his followers, look, behold, see that Jesus, not me, not John, is the long-awaited Messiah, Jesus. Jesus, as the light, is meant to be seen. Jesus works miracles and signs for people to see. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, the light of the world, we are called to testify to what we have seen, to what we have heard and have been told about the good news of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In a world that seems to be getting darker and darker with sin, and with a society pushing God further and further away so that the light seems to be getting dimmer and dimmer, we as Christians want to see more light, more signs and miracles, more of the good things of God. We stretch out our hands seeking more. As his instruments, we are to use our gifts to bring his light and life and love to those who are lost, to those in the dark, unable to see God. Now, we would love to know how we're doing spiritually. How are we doing as his instruments? Perhaps a big scoreboard showing how we rank. How successful are we? How are we doing spreading this light and love of Jesus? However, like the Israelites in exile, we need to have faith that in our own lives, we are to remain faithful, knowing that it is God's plan. He is there, and we are to follow. The gospel invites us to come and see. Let us continue to strengthen our faith. We do so through the sacraments, and especially in the Eucharist. And we also do so through prayer. So let us daily ask God to strengthen our faith, to keep us strong so that we may spread the light of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the light of Christ that our world so desperately needs. Yes, indeed, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are we who are called to the supper of the Lamb.